New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. A shout out to Matthew Bauer and all my patrons and channel members. Never go adventuring off into places that you are not welcome or no one knows of. Long-lost abandoned places may soon become your demise. I hope you enjoy tonight's story. I don't know what happened that day or why, but I soon found out I was the only one who had seen it. The only one who knew. It happened on a hike. I live in a state that touches the Rockies, and so I've got some pretty great views. An incredible mountain skyline always in the distance. However, the repetition and continuing of seeing something every day can make you take things for granted. And so often went on hikes when I could, to see new sights and to not get bored of the world around me. I didn't do anything major or challenging. Just fun day trips to the wilderness. And that's how it happened. I had driven pretty far from my home this time. I'd never been here before, and it had been several hours into the hike when I saw it. An observatory. An abandoned building made of crumbling concrete, its telescope long since removed. I was thrilled to see it. I had never heard of the place. And so I felt incredibly lucky to have stumbled near it by accident. I went inside and had a look. The massive dome blocked almost all the outside light. Neat, I thought. And then I went back out. But when I left, something was different. It was as if the world around me was flickering, patches of light occasionally dimming and brightening with no clouds above them. And then there was something else. A body was lying in the middle of the dirt path I had just come from. I ran to it. The person was face down, and I clearly turned them over to see what was wrong. I immediately stumbled back. There was nothing left of the body but a few pieces of dried flesh clinging to an almost hollow skeleton. The stomach cavity was gone. The bones were wearing hiking gear, but it was very weathered and of an older style. The harsh sickle smell of rot overwhelmed me as I stumbled away from the maggot-ridden carcass. The hiker's body had its arm outstretched towards the observatory, and it was facing that direction. I got up and started running as quickly as I dared down the dirt path, trying to make my way back through the mountain. I tried to call emergency services, but my signal was gone. I could have sworn I had reception only minutes earlier. All the time I ran back down the mountain, the light around me continued to flicker. It was as if the sun was going out, but only in specific patches. I looked around wondering what the hell was going on as I ran. After an hour of running, I reached something, but my service was still gone. I could have sworn the parking lot was much farther away, and it was. What I had found was a small dirt clearing. But it wasn't the parking lot. It was a camp. Ripped tents dotted the area, and in the center was a small fire pit. I must have gotten lost, I thought, and so I started to retrace my steps. But as I turned to leave, I saw someone dash behind a tent. "Hello?" I called out. No one answered. I walked over to where I had seen the figure. What I saw on the other side nearly made me throw up. There was another body there. A hiker, but he had been brutally disemboweled and butchered. Pieces of flesh cut cleanly and neatly from his corpse. Tendons and limbs severed deliberately. I tried to repress my disgust, my fear. This man had been murdered, and it hadn't even been that long ago. And then I hear a voice call out from the forest a ways away from me.
"Keeper forgot to feed me," someone laughed.
I ran. I didn't stop running, desperate to find the parking lot, stopping for breaks on the long trek only when I absolutely had to. I ran for miles and thought I must be safer now, that potential murderer out of reach. And then the sky changed colors. It didn't happen instantly, but for a moment it turned purple, then slowly flickered back to blue. I stopped, unable to believe what I had just seen, reason escaping me and panic setting in. I don't know if it was because I was shocked or because I was scared, but for a moment I had been holding my breath. I willed myself to focus, trying to make sense of what had happened. And then I heard a branch snap behind me. I spun around, but there was no one on the empty dirt path. I was right up against a cliff. There was nowhere to hide. I saw the broken branch, but no person who broke it. I ran. I kept running as fast as I could, trying to make it to the parking lot, trying to escape. Eventually, after a series of turns, I was back on route that looked familiar. The sky continued to flicker, and I had a horrible feeling at the back of my neck. It was as if someone was breathing on me just inches away. But whenever I looked back, nothing was there. I started to have a horrible feeling that someone was watching me. And then I reached the parking lot, except it wasn't how I saw it last. It was empty of vehicles except for a single rusted car missing its tires. The open-top vehicle was ancient. It must have been from the 50s at least, and it was completely ruined. But sitting in the driver's seat was a woman. She sat holding her legs to herself in the chair, muttering something. I stayed a safe distance, but her voice sounded different from the one I had heard on the mountain. Hers was higher pitched. I got closer. "There's been a murder up there. We have to go. I think the killer's still here. Do you have reception?" I asked desperately. The woman was silent. "I think I took a wrong turn. Do you know where we are?" I asked, still pleading. She barely moved to look at me.
"We're in a terrarium," she said.
"What?" I asked again. But she didn't answer. She just kept muttering incoherent phrases under her breath.
"We have to go. I'm telling you, it's dangerous," I said.
She stayed silent. I went to leave, desperate to find phone reception somewhere and to reach a highway. But just then the woman moved to look at me and I turned to face her. She stared me in the eyes as she spoke.
"New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery."
"You're going to be here for a while," she said. "Just know, if you want it to end quickly, don't attack him. The people who do are taken away. Bad things happen to them." I tried to speak to her again, but she didn't answer. I stared at the strange woman for a moment, then headed off. The sky flickered again, and its color changed once more, this time turning a vibrant green before fading back to blue. I kept walking. I was on the highway now, but where the paved tarmac should have been was now nothing but a dirt road. I sat down, breathing erratically in the middle of the road. What the hell is going on? I don't know. I had no idea what to think. No idea what to do. The sky flickered again. This time it didn't continue to flicker or change color. It disappeared. Behind it was an empty dark void with no stars. An inky blackness filled the sky around me, but it was still perfectly bright outside. I thought I heard someone walk away from directly behind me. I immediately turned around. It took me only a second to do so, but there was no one there. However, there was something else. A note on the floor. It was written in a shaky scrawl, and the letters weren't drawn quite right. It looked like a child had made it, and its words chilled me to my core. "Apologies, dear friend, and welcome. I am the Keeper. I will fix your enclosure immediately and will feed you soon. Don't go to the east, though, friend. There's separate cages there that hold the mean friends. The barrier between you and the mean ones have come down temporarily. I'll fix it as well. And know this. Be careful, friend. I don't feed the mean ones, and they're very hungry." With nowhere else to go and nothing else to do, I started running back to the observatory. My house should have been east, but something told me I wouldn't find it. I passed through the parking lot. The woman was gone. A note almost identical to mine laid in the driver's seat instead. I kept running, pausing for breaks only to when I absolutely had to. Eventually, I reached the ripped tents, but I ran past them. The return trip had been hours now. I paused for another break. The sky was still gone. Nothing but blackness existed around me. The light outside somehow still appeared very bright, but now it seemed to be dimming. It was getting late. And still I had no reception. Even at the base of the mountain, I had never had any. After my break, I continued on, and eventually the observatory was in view. I moved carefully past the dead hiker and made my way inside the building. The light outside was almost completely gone. And then, it vanished. I heard a sound like breaking glass echoing all around me. I waited in that observatory doing nothing for hours. It felt like years. But then another note appeared right next to my hand. I could have sworn it hadn't been there before. "I have so many fun games planned for you. My last games made my friends turn mean, but still, I've realized that your kind can only take so much fun before you turn mean. But sometimes it's fun to make it happen. In fact, the mean friends heading this way right now are ones I designed. I spoke to them and tortured them for years to make them what they are now. It was hilarious. It's a shame they got out early, though." Just then, I heard something. A horrible, wet, tearing noise coming from the hiker's corpse. I didn't dare walk to the door and see what it was, but I could tell what was happening. The sounds made it clear enough that something was eating the hiker, ripping away what little of its flesh remained on the old bones, maggots and all. But then it stopped, and for a moment everything was silent. The quiet darkness of the mountaintop completely undisturbed. And then I heard footsteps. Surprisingly soft footsteps heading near the observatory. My breathing stopped. It was right outside the door. I waited for a moment that felt like an eternity. Then suddenly the thing walked away, and I could hear it circling the observatory, slowly walking around it. I moved my hand slightly, and it brushed against another piece of paper, a new note. "Sorry, my friend, but I can't keep you any longer. If I do, the mean friend will eat you. So instead, I will send you back. It's tragic you must leave, but it's better this way. Because, you see, I need the mean friend to be hungry still. I can't have it satisfied. It's a shame the mean friend has cornered you. But I've cultivated him for years, so I won't let you ruin it by letting him devour you. A shame. I had so much planned for you. So much fun. Well, anyways, enjoy the wilderness, friend." As soon as I finished reading the note, I felt a horrible nausea in the pit of my stomach. I clung to the wall as I vomited on the floor. But then, in an instant, the soft footsteps from outside were gone, and I could see something else through the door. Stars. I slowly went outside. A beautiful night sky illuminated the world around me. The corpse of the hiker was gone. I had cell reception again. It had been a while since that happened now. I've been back to check on that area a few times. Every time I did, the observatory was gone. I don't know what to make of what I saw. What should I think? What should I do? I only know one thing. And I think it's that I'm lucky to be here today. Lucky to be alive. Lucky to not be in that strange place. And lucky to be away from my dear friend and the fun that he spoke of.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.